This is the Friday, May the 30th session of Commissioners Court. We will begin with a few moments of silence and then we will stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is our public comment, and we would invite anyone that would like to speak to the court to come up at this time and speak to us. There being no public comment, we will move on to item two, which is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Motion to accept changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is payroll.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D are the accounts payable.
This is not all the budget amendments.
We'll have to take those others separate.
Okay. On the bills today, we have voided out a check from Matthew Patton that was lost for $2,100. So it is going to be replaced, reissued today. So just letting you know that. It's a check from Matthew Patton, attorney. It was lost. And, we had to void it out. We're reissuing it today.
Yeah, which one was?
$2,100.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, and other certificates.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve the use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item G is to accept for recording the monthly report of the state and county tax summary.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Crittenden to record the tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
The tax summary is recorded. Item three is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution for Homeland Security grant funding. And this is a resolution that Mr. Steelman has asked us to approve so that he can move forward with some Homeland Security funding.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the resolution for the Homeland Security grant funding. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's about $95,000, and what it will be used for is an interoperability radio and for digital video cameras inside the Sheriff's Department patrol vehicles. And it's pretty much going to take all of that grant for that. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording the interlocal agreement between Upshur County and local schools or incorporated cities within the county, and we have one for the city of East Mountain.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve that interlocal agreement with the city of East Mountain. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is to discuss and take action to authorize emergency expenditure amendments to the original county budget for building maintenance, contract, labor, jail medical, and sheriff's department fuel. Due to the increased costs of fuel, the auditor and I are asking the Commissioner's Court to approve these emergency budget amendments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve these emergency budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Yes. Fuel, $60,000. Prisoner medical, $53,000. Building maintenance contracted services, $15,585. 6 is to discuss and take action on the Upshur County investment policy for 2008-2009. And anything you'd like to say, Ms. Harris?
It just has to be done by law every year, and we are abiding by what the investment policy is. We do have our money in First National Bank and Investments, and we do have our money in Tech Pool. And even though our contract is for certain amounts, First National Bank has come back and matched on some of the investments that Tech Pool would have put that amount on. In other words, we're getting a better rate, same rate we would at Tech Pool. So everything is being invested that can be invested. We don't have the money just sitting idle. I mean, we do cash management, so the money's at work doing something.
Motion approved.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Crittenden to approve the investment policy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. At this time, under item 7, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes, annotated 551.074A1, to discuss personnel matters for the appointment of the Upshur County Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 office. At this time, the court will reconvene into open session under item 8 and take any action necessary concerning appointment of the Upshur County Justice of the Peace Precinct 1.
Judge, after meeting in session there, I think at this time that the only basically fair thing that the court can consider to do is look at the idea of appointing an individual that has made it known to the court that he is not interested in running for this position at this point in time. That way, the individuals that have their names placed on the ballot for both parties to be represented in 2008, the election 2008, keep it as fair as possible, where one really won't have an advantage over the other one or possibly a disadvantage over the other one. And at this point in time, after talking with Mr. H. Deloitte Bailey, I'd like to make a motion that we appoint him to serve for the remainder of this term up through November of 2008, and I believe that's going to be after the votes are canvassed. And that motion would also include that he would take over the duties of that position effective tomorrow, May the 31st of 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the first.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Take over on a Sunday then.
Yeah.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crittenden to appoint H. Deloy Bailey as the Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 for Upshur County. Second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
Congratulations. Awesome. Judge Bailey. Thank you.
Judge Bailey?
Also.
Yes.
Also, it brought to my attention that you will need to see the treasurer right after court to go down to her office and fill out the necessary paperwork. And also, you'll need to, if you can today, or it needs to be done today, also get your bond.
I'll talk to Judge Fowler now.
Okay.
It's initial H. Deloyd, D-E-L-O-Y-D. Bailey. It's an EY.
I thought he might like to have a copy.
Under item 9, the court will discuss and take action to award road and bridge bids. And Mr. Pendarvis has provided us with his recommendations. Any questions for Mr. Pendarvis?
Motion to approve his recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the bid recommendations and award the bids in compliance with Mr. Pendarvis's recommendations. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved, Mr. Pendarvis. What I'm going to do is just put one of these packages that you gave us into the record.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.